From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance of A Little Bit More, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
You're still around. I can't believe you spent your life in this crooked town. You always dreamed of doing big things. You might have had a chance with a better last name. Such a shame. But money talks. Guess that's why you and I never had much say at all. And it ain't hard to lay the blame. The few with it all can buy their way. It's always been the same. You got by. You worked to earn everything you had in this life. Somehow it's hard to explain why the ones with the most never had to strain. It's always been the same. It didn't turn out like you planned. Still, you never let it get you down. Stayed here till the end. It's over now. Tomorrow they'll be laying you in the ground. And I'm gonna feel the pain, even though I know you're better off anyway. What made you stay? I'm still around. I can't believe I spent my life in this crooked town.
Thank you all. Appreciate that.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, host of Red Barn Radio. I'm here to welcome you to our 548th live performance. What? 548? Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great music with A Little Bit More. A Little Bit More is the Americana duo of Reed Fields and Jill Hamlin, biggest duo you've ever seen here. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, A Little Bit More.
Took out the other day down
Mama praying, girl, oh, you be good. What's going on in Memphis? Looks like I'm on my way. What's going out the window, keeping time. Watching my past as it goes flying by. What's going on in Memphis? Looks like a
folks, you're listening to a little bit more, and they are the songwriting team of Reed Fields and Jill Hamlin, but a little bit more is a whole lot more than just a little bit, as you can hear. From the sound, there's a lot of players up here, and each one of you guys makes a big mark on the music. So, congratulations. What a great sound this band is, huh?
We're proud to be with these guys. I tell you, we make fun of them sometimes, but they're great. They make fun of us too, mainly the drummer back here.
Yeah.
It's all right, Sugars. We love you.
So, folks, welcome, Reed and Jill. It's just great to have you guys here, and what a sound. All that you've played so far has been original tunes, yes? And that's all you do.
A year ago, close to about a year ago, we played in a cover band, and things didn't go just like a lot of cover bands. You know, there were some disagreements and some things happened, so we stopped playing. We decided we were writing some stuff and already playing some of those, and we kind of liked what was, you know, the direction that was going. We were playing a lot of just strictly duo shows and just felt like we were going to focus on songwriting and see what we can do.
So owning your own repertoire and whatnot has been kind of liberating for you guys.
I think we both were writing already before we started really focusing on co-writing some things, and it just kind of pushed us up a little bit and gave us more confidence in what we were doing, because we felt like I knew the stuff she had was good and she felt like what I was doing was good, so we felt like we could appreciate good music and thought we'd try to fine tune some things.
Yeah.
You're my good habit, one that I can't break. Can't go without you for a single day. You fill my mind up, take my breath away. I wouldn't pay. You
Thank you all.
Jill, take us back to the time before you met Reed.
Oh,
and
wow.
Where were you living, first of all?
Moorhead, Kentucky.
Moorhead?
Yes, living at home with my parents and driving them crazy. That was kind of my my job, I think, at the time. I think I did it pretty well, if I say so myself.
Are they here tonight?
They are.
You were in Moorhead. You were driving your parents crazy.
Yeah.
Were you playing music?
I was. I was kind of playing. Mom and Dad have a piano at their house, and I kind of grew up playing it, so.
And did they give you lessons?
Define lessons.
So did your parents arrange for you to have lessons?
Well, they arranged for me to have lessons. They did. However, being the teenager that I was, I thought that I didn't need lessons. So, yes. There you go. So I thought I didn't need them. Math is not my thing at all.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask if they gave you math lessons. I was...
Well, all the instructors that I had tried to relate music to math, and I relate music to feeling.
So you didn't practice then?
No.
Okay.
No.
And don't you feel that if your parents are willing to love you enough to provide you with music lessons, that you should honor that by practicing hard and,
you know,
and learning math if you need to?
I do now.
Wake up drunk in the morning. Go to bed stoned. In the middle of July, I can't shake the cold. On this one-lane stretch of highway, just outside of. Where I am. just an enemy.
After that, I kind of played in college. I played in a couple of bands at Morehead State University.
Okay, yeah.
I played in the Old Time Traditional Band and the Bluegrass Band. Then after that, I decided that I was going to really just leave everything behind and do my master's overseas in Northern Ireland at Queen's University in Belfast. Got my master's in ethnomusicology, which basically means a very high-priced piece of paper that you will never, ever use.
Oh, ever. Heavens. Really?
Really.
Is that? What was the experience? A great experience?
It was a phenomenal experience. I met so many people there that are just, they're very dear to me. Actually, a friend of mine that I met there from Hungary is actually coming this coming week to visit.
When you came to the Morehead State Traditional Music Program, mm-hmm. were you carrying a piano?
I was not. I was playing guitar. I'm trying to teach myself that. I play in open tunings in guitar. I figured if it worked for Dolly Parton.
Is that who inspired you to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I don't think I ever knew that she did that.
Mm-hmm. She does. It gives a different kind of sound. It kind of, when Reed and I play guitars, you know, he's in standard tuning, so it kind of gives it kind of a bass depending on which way we're going, kind of fills it up a little more and gives a different tone, a richer tone. A lot of the tradition, especially in Appalachian traditions, is open tunings and modal tunings, so you will hear a lot of that in older music, old time music, like string banjo and that sort of thing, as well. So.
She's out on the town. All right. She'd introduce me to all.
all her friends. We party all the time. Honey, if I was a beer bottle, things would be just fine. Yeah, if I was a beer bottle, things would be just fine.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Icky with Ray Adams.
Oh Lord, wash me clean at the river, and yeah, wash me clean. Oh Lord, come save me at the river, and yeah, come save me. Take my sins, take my troubles, take my worries, take my soul. Oh, free at the river, and he'll make me free. Oh Lord, hear me sing at the river, and he'll hear me sing. Take my guilt, take my sickness, take my weakness, take my soul. And I'll sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I'll sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, help me see at the river, and yeah, help me see. Oh Lord, heal me please at the river, and yeah, heal me please. Take my sins, take my troubles, take my worries, take my soul. Take my guilt, take my sickness, take my weakness, take my soul. And I'll sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I'll sing hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with A Little Bit More, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with A Little Bit More after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.